You're listening to a CNBC TV 18 podcast.
Hello and welcome to this special podcast, Poll Pundits. The results of the elections of four states and one union territory is out. Today we turn our focus on West Bengal. In what was perhaps the most acrimonious electoral battle in recent history, the Bengali voters have shown the green signal to Mamata Banerjee yet again. And in what could also be interpreted as a bittersweet experience, Mamata Banerjee has lost from the constituency of Nandigram to her one-time lieutenant and now BJP leader Shubhendu Adhikari. Joining me now to discuss the results of West Bengal and what it means for the political future of India and, more importantly, the future of Bengal is Professor Sriponna Dasgupta. She is a professor of political science from Kolkata. Professor Dasgupta, thanks a lot for joining me on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. It's my pleasure.
My first question to you, ma'am, is Lok Sabha elections, we see the BJP winning 18 seats. When you translate that into assembly constituencies, it comes to roughly around 120 seats. What happened during the state elections? Was it a vote for Mamata Banerjee, or do you see a vote against the BJP? Because on the one hand, a lot of people are saying that the rhetoric that the BJP displayed during the election campaigning could have gone against them. A lot of people are saying that there wasn't any viable CM candidate as far as the BJP was concerned. What led to this massive win for the DNC? What are your views?
Okay, so you started your question with the statement whether it's a vote for Mamata Banerjee or is it a vote against the BJP. Well, the answer to that would be it's both. It's a vote in favor of Mamata Banerjee, and it is also a vote against the BJP and the BJP's Hindutva politics particularly. Now, two things. What went wrong? Why did the BJP face this kind of a humiliating defeat in Bengal? There are a few things that one needs to keep in mind. The first thing is that one has to remember that there were primarily two dominant narratives from which the Bengal elections were fought. One was the Bohiragata or the outsider narrative that was peddled by the Trinamool Congress and Mamata Banerjee. And the second was the polarization narrative of the BJP. Now, what seems to have worked is the outsider narrative. And what has perhaps fueled the outsider narrative is perhaps the language barrier, because we have to remember that these are state elections. These are regional elections. And the regional language plays a very, very important role here. So, you know, BJP getting its frontline leaders, its ministers, its CMs, and, you know, its entire firepower down to Bengal. But somewhere, the language, I think, formed a barrier between the BJP and the voter in Bengal. I think that is one thing that we need to keep in mind. Also, of course, we have to remember that there's been a huge consolidation of vote, of the Bengali vote in favor of the Trinamool Congress and against the BJP. And this consolidation is a very inclusive consolidation because it includes the consolidation of the minority Muslim vote. The expectation that the Congress, the FSI, coalition would fracture the Muslim vote, that has not happened. There's been a consolidation of the Muslim vote. For example, if you take the case of Murshidabad, which has been traditionally a Congress stronghold, it voted en masse for the Trinamool Congress.
Right.
So the Muslim voter has actually voted very intelligently. They perceived the Trinamool Congress as a viable alternative to take on the BJP, and they decided not to waste their vote, but to vote for the party which they feel can stand as an opposition to the BJP. Right? And also, one thing is that the expectations with regarding BJP's performance, keeping in mind because you mentioned the 2019 Lok Sabha elections. Yes, 2019 Lok Sabha elections, almost 120-121 leads in assembly segments in Bengal, completely frittered away in this election. So if you see, the consolidation of the Bengali vote is just not irrespective of religion. It's also irrespective of caste. So the tribal belt, Jangal Mahal, where it was expected, where people were predicting that it's going to be a BJP seat, that has not happened. It's been a Trinamool sweep. They voted in favor of the Trinamool, particularly Jangal Mahal has been the surprise package. So the fact is that the polarization campaign, the polarization narrative of the BJP seems to have not worked in Bengal. And their strategy has failed. As I said, language also proved the barrier. Not having, you pointed that out, very correctly so, not being able to project a ministerial candidate for during their election campaign also went as one against the BJP, because it created a disconnect with the voter. I mean, who is the voter going to vote for? Who is going to be the chief minister of the BJP? They kept saying it's going to be a son of the soil, but then who is that person? And so there was a vacuum as far as chief ministerial candidate was concerned, and that went against the BJP, and there's no doubt about that.
Right. You mentioned Jangal Mahal and the tribal belt. I would also like to point out for our listeners that Howrah and Hooghly, these two districts were the ones where the BJP were pinning their hopes on. The TMC has swept Howrah. They've won all of the seats. They are leading in all of them as we speak. And it's the same with Hooghly as well. They've won 14 out of 18 seats. My next question to you, Professor, is do you think the defection from the Trinamool to the BJP kind of worked against the BJP? Why I ask you this is when 2019, when the Lok Sabha elections happened, before that, some defections had taken place. I mean, Mukul Roy had defected. Mm-hmm. But what we saw over the last 6 months is our defections en masse. We had Shubhendu, we had Rajiv Bandyopadhyay, we had Shilbhadra Dutta. And today, if you look at the results, with the exception of perhaps Shubhendu and a few other leaders, most TMC turncoats have had to bite dust. Do you think that this method employed by the BJP, where instead of going in for an organic growth within the state, they instead chose to kind of get leaders from another party, and this factor worked against them?
Yes, definitely yes. The defections that happened in Bengal, obviously the fact that they haven't met their electoral performance is basically reflective of the fact that, you know, it didn't go down well with the voter in Bengal. And if you look at these defections that you just mentioned, they happened pretty much on the eve of the elections, very close to the elections. Once elections were announced, election campaigns started taking place. And you had these, you know, one after another, it was like eight of nine things almost. And one after another, people were defecting from the Trinamool Congress to the BJP. This is also one of BJP's strategies which has worked in other states, whether it be a Madhya Pradesh or whether it be a Rajasthan, you see. However, it did not work in Bengal. Which, again, I think brings into focus the fact that the BJP probably read Bengal politics incorrectly. Bengal's, you know, BJP's reading of politics in Bengal has not been on target. And which is why I think BJP obviously will need to go in for introspection and to figure out what really actually went wrong with their strategy in Bengal. And as far as these defections are concerned, it's, you know, the election result, except for a Shubhendu Odhikari, and while, you know, I was just watching the news before I, you know, started this conversation with you, it seems that counting is still on in Nandigram, and the result might still change. So, as far as defections are concerned, yes, I think the Bengali voter has not been too kind to the defectors, and it has not gone down well at all with the voter in Bengal. So, the election result has been a form of punishment, I think, for defecting. And also which brings, you know, to the surface the fact that most of the defectors tried to justify what they were doing on ideological grounds or on grounds of corruption, which obviously has not convinced the voter.
Right.
So, yeah. So, therefore, the result, they lost their seats, most of them.
Right. A small clarification, as we speak, election commission officials have announced that Subhendu has, you know, won Nandigram by... Yeah, they have. Obviously, Mamata Banerjee and the TMC brass saying that they would challenge the results and go to court, but obviously that's for another day. My third question to you is, I'm just looking at the voting percentage of the vote share. Here we have TMC with 50% seats. We have the BJP with 37% vote share as opposed to 40% in the Lok Sabha elections. The left vote share and the Congress vote share has diminished, and how? And while the fact that there is a need for introspection and in the Congress and the CPM, but that's a matter of another debate. But what I want to point out here is that there has been a shift of the left voters, of the so-called leftist sympathizers, people who believe in the leftist ideology, and also the Congress ideology, towards Mamata Banerjee. My question to you is, now, do you see Mamata Banerjee as this lone warrior against the BJP machinery, against this right-wing surge, this right-wing politics in the country? Because, you know, the leftists, you know, like TMC and CPM, you know, they have been bitter enemies. But here, if you go by the vote share, what we see is that there has been a huge shift of the CPM and the Congress vote to the TMC. So how do you look into that, Professor?
Yeah, that's a very good question. And where are the left voters and where have the Congress voters gone? So again, the fact remains that yes, there's been a swing of the left voters, of the Congress voters for the Trinamool Congress, the same way in which the Muslim votes have gone for the Trinamool Congress. So perhaps the left voter or the Congress voter feels that in Bengal, the better option, if you want to vote against the BJP, the only option, not just the better option, the only option is the Trinamool Congress. And you pointed out the perception of Mamata Banerjee as this lone warrior against the BJP, and I particularly like that expression. That yes, that brings into focus the concept of voter perception. How does the voter in Bengal perceive Mamata Banerjee? So the voter perception, the popular perception, as far as Mamata Banerjee is concerned, you know, there's this lone woman in a wheelchair who's fearlessly taking on the entire firepower unleashed by the BJP in Bengal. She refuses to concede defeat. She has this indomitable spirit. She will not give an inch to the BJP, despite the fact that the frontline leaders of the BJP, including, you know, the Home Minister, insisting that BJP is going to get a 200 plus in Bengal. And she just refuses to concede, and she refuses to give in. And I think that struck a chord somewhere with the voter in Bengal. And particularly, and I have to bring into this conversation this particular fact about the women voter in Bengal.
Exactly.
So it not only struck a chord with the voters in Bengal, but particularly with the women voters in Bengal, you know. And that consolidated the female vote in Bengal. And if you were following Mamata Banerjee's rally, alright, you would see that the first few rows in her rallies, and as far as one's eyes would go, it was just women. Alright, it was just women. And also, if you look at the percentage of turnout as far as women voters were concerned, it was a very large turnout this time. Right? And these women, you know, in a very consolidated way have voted for the Trinamool Congress. So, therefore, again, that lone woman perception has actually gone in favor of the Trinamool Congress and of Mamata Banerjee. What has also helped to consolidate the female vote in Bengal is the developmental narrative of the Trinamool Congress, where Mamata Banerjee has placed women at the center stage of development, particularly with reference to certain specific social welfare schemes such as the Shakti Card or the Kanyan Stree. Alright? So all these schemes have been very women-centric, where if you look at the Shakti Shakti scheme, it's issued in the name of a woman in the family. Right? So her entire developmental narrative has placed the woman in the center stage of development, and that has struck a chord. And that, you know, also kind of taken votes in favor of Mamata.
That's a very interesting observation, Umesh, Professor, how, you know, Mamata Banerjee put the woman at the forefront of those schemes, and that perhaps struck a chord with the voters. Also, the fact that here was this one woman in a wheelchair taking on the BJP machinery. I mean, it's a very interesting observation. My last question to you, Professor, is the results of the election for Bengal are out. It's a historic win, you know. They've bettered their 2016 tally. Once this government comes back to power, and it is a foregone conclusion that Mamata will be the next chief minister, this election loss in Nandigram is just a minor blip, and there are re-elections that she can always fight. You know, in fact, when she won 2011, she was an MP. She fought another election at Kampobanipur and won.
One poll that she can.
Exactly. So that's not a big headache for the Mamata Banerjee government and for her especially. My last question to you, Professor, is what should be the priority of this government? I mean, it's needless to say that COVID is the main priority, and Mamata Banerjee today has told during her interviews to several news channels that fighting COVID would be her topmost priority. But once the COVID and once the health crisis kind of subsides, what do you think should be the main priority areas of the next Trinamool Congress government in the state?
Yes, I think once the COVID situation is under control, and hopefully that should be sooner rather than later, I think the focus always has to be for any government for that matter, not just the Trinamool Congress government, the focus always has to be development. And these elections actually prove the fact that it's the development card, the development plank, which has worked for the Trinamool Congress. So the focus has to be on development, the focus has to be on social welfare schemes, and the focus, I think, has to be on a kind of politics which is very inclusive and not a politics of polarization, not a politics of hate, not a politics of vendetta, but a politics of inclusion where development and growth as far as Bengal is concerned, employment generation as far as Bengal is concerned, has to be the primary focus. Now, having said that, there's just one more thing that I would like to emphasize on is, you know, what would be the fallout? I mean, you know, these results are historic, and you've mentioned that. There's one interesting, you know, fallout that I would just like to mention if I have your permission.
Yeah, sure, please.
So, you see, on one hand, you have this historic win for the Trinamool Congress. And on the other hand, you have an absolutely unexpected defeat for the BJP. Even if the BJP were expecting to get defeated in these polls, they were not expecting this kind of a humiliating defeat, particularly given the meteoric rise in 2014. Now, this victory for Mamata Banerjee and the defeat for Shah, Modi and BJP is just not confined to the region. It has very important implications for national politics. And you have to keep in mind that there are general elections in 2024. So, in all probability, this particular result definitely is a bad hit as far as the Modi's track record is concerned and the BJP's winning streak is concerned. But apart from that, it enhances Mamata Banerjee's stature as perhaps a possible projected face of the opposition as far as the general elections of 2024 are concerned. Now, that is something that one has to keep in mind, and that is something that is going to be very interesting to follow in the coming years. So, I think these results have actually elevated the status of Mamata Banerjee as just not the political leader of Bengal or as a regional political leader, but who has the potential, perhaps, to take on maybe Mr. Modi in the next general election. She could well be projected as the face of the opposition because they're obviously looking for a candidate who they can pit against a very formidable Mr. Modi when it comes to election, and it could well be Mamata Banerjee.
Right. So Professor Dasgupta over there highlighting that once the TMC government comes back to power, the politics of inclusion, of development, of employment should be their topmost priorities after COVID, and also pointing out that the win today, the historic win today, may perhaps give Mamata a greater stature as a national leader, and maybe, who knows, take her to Delhi in 2024 to challenge the BJP. Thanks a lot for your time, Professor Dasgupta. Really appreciate it. With that, it's a wrap on this special podcast, The Poll Pundit. Do let us know about your observations, about your suggestions and feedback, if any. Many thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.